Hello, welcome to the Thursday, May 1st, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. We got a pretty large denial of service attack to start out with. Ultra DNS, which is operated by Neustar, suffered a pretty significant outage today due to a denial of service attack. Luckily, Neustar was pretty good about keeping its customers up to date via Twitter updates and also updates on its website, but overall they were struggling for a few hours there keeping service back up and going. This wasn't particularly significant as a number of large customers, like for example Netflix, rely on Ultra DNS for their DNS service. So if you had any issues reaching one of these sites, then it may be due to this denial of service attack that your host wasn't able to resolve the respective host name. Lesson learned here, don't rely just on one DNS provider. Even a pretty massive DNS provider like Neustar that actually offers denial of service services as one of their products may go down if the attack is large enough. As far as how large the attack was, it looks it was sort of in the 100 gigabit per second range according to some of the Neustar updates, which pretty much ranks right up there with some of the larger denial of service attacks that we have seen. Neustar also noted that it wasn't just one type of denial of service attack they were subjected to, but as they implemented countermeasures, the nature of the attack changed in order to bypass these countermeasures. And then we got more cryptocurrency mining botnets. In this case, it's altcoin that's being mined and the vulnerability being used to install the miner on these servers is the recent Nagios vulnerability. We talked about how the NRPE plugin that can be used to remotely monitor systems has a remote code execution vulnerability if configured incorrectly, and this vulnerability is now being abused in order to launch Bitcoin miners, or better, altcoin miners. And WebSense came up with an interesting technique to learn more about the Internet Explorer Saturday exploit. One thing that WebSense is doing is collecting crash reports from different Windows software from its customers. Overall, they do collect millions of crash reports using that system, but there are a couple of crash reports that stood out because these crash reports did affect Internet Explorer. Actually, those numbers were extremely small. Out of 19.8 million error reports in Explorer version 6 through 11 and inside this vgx.dll library, there were only about 1, 2, or 3 crash reports a month until February, when the number of crash reports in this component of Internet Explorer spiked to 13. What they found is that there are specific crash reports that do show up in vgx.dll that may then tell us what the exact nature of the Saturday is and what the possible exploit is doing to these systems. Great idea to collect Windows crash reports. I keep telling people in enterprise and such that you probably should do so yourself, not just let them go to Microsoft, but instead try to learn about your own network and look for spikes like this if certain components are crashing. Sending crash reports to an internal URL is pretty straightforward. I think what WebSense is actually doing is it uses its proxy or web firewall that it deploys in clients' networks to collect these crash reports. And last week I talked how there was a significant uptick with spam coming from AOL users that apparently originated from compromised AOL accounts. First guess here, of course, is that this was due to a phishing attack or something similar. Turns out it was actually worse than that. This particular attack was due to a compromise of AOL's own systems. AOL did not release an exact number of affected users or the nature of the breach, but states that 2% of AOL's users were part in sending spam to their respective contact lists. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.